Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es Kelim Perik Chav Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Here we have a piece of cloth, a patch, that's only Shalash al Shalash. Once again, Shalash al Shalash means 3 fingers by 3 fingers. Shenasana Bekader. What did he do with it? He put it inside a bowl. A bowl has to be filled with something, or at least some bowls are. He decided that this Shalash al Shalash would be very good for bowl stuffing. Or better yet, he took the cloth and rolled it into a bowl. Here, see the second batanura. He took the beged, he rolled it to a round bowl, like a bowl, like it's done for small children. And then he stitched it to keep it in shape. So you're not the first dar that plays with a bowl. Vaitra says a Mishnah to Haira. It's shalash al shalash. Yeah, but it becomes bottle when you either put it into a bowl, and for sure if you turned it into a bowl. And again, you stitched it that way. Avulbat says the Mishnah Vayter, Shloisha al Shloisha, if the piece is Shloisha al Shloisha, with the hay. What does that mean? Not 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. Shemasoni bekada that was put into the bowl. Tame. Because you're not mevatel it by putting it into the bowl. Adarav, you're saying, it's a good place to keep it. If you ever need such a large piece, 3 by 3 tvachim, I'll say, I know where it is, it's in the bowl. Baruch Hashem, I put it in there. Now I know where it is. However, aso kader b'fnei atzmai, if he took this 3 by 3 tefach piece of material, and he rolled it into the bowl, and again stitched it, here we say tar. Just like the 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. Reason being, says the Mishnah, nesha tefer mematai. Stitching it makes it smaller. So now it's less than 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. And that's what happens when you stitch it, as the Mishnah explains, Nesha tefer mematai. Because stitching it makes it smaller. Now when we say that it's tar, we mean it's tar from midras. But it still could be tummy with other tumay, says the Batanura. Like any other piece of cloth that's 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim and gets smaller. As long as it doesn't get smaller than 3 by 3 finger widths. So we learned in our Mishnah, if you take something that is 3 by 3 finger widths and you put it into a bowl or you rolled it into a bowl and stitched it, it's completely tar. However, if it's 3 by 3 tfachim, it's more chashiv now. If you put that into a bowl, it's tamne. It doesn't mean you're being mevatel et adarav, but you're thinking to yourself, it's a good place to keep it. But if you rolled it into a bowl, you didn't just use it as a stuffing for a bowl, you rolled it into a bowl, even though it's shloisha al shloisha, 3 by 3 tfachim, it's tahar. The reason is, because as you're stitching it closed, that's going to make it a little smaller, so you no longer have 3 by 3 tvachim. So when we say that it's tar, it means it's tar for midras, but it could have other tumas.